The high school conspiracy. Or, don't let teachers trick you into thinking that you are dumb. Above all, you still need a real and profound education. Without a meaningful and effective education, you are not just going to be used as a tool, but abused. Life and work will stress you out to a point where you will be forced to overeat, or worse, just to get through the day. Real education is self-directed, self-paced. It only touches upon your own curiosities and in a perfect sequence that fits you best. And the first few years is just about hiking, camping, and listening to thousands of the world's most powerful narrated books. This is the modern version of the ancient quest for knowledge and storytelling by fire. You need those books to catch up to the highest of heights that humanity's greatest thinkers rose to. If you fail to internalize and comprehend your intellectual inheritance, you will be indoctrinated into a subset of reality. Often the culture you are being indoctrinated into is emergent. It simply self-assembles out of fake education, poverty, violence, depression, and drug use. The true human culture is deeply intellectual. It is the result of knowledge combining to create wisdom and the resulting call to greatness. Greatness is just growing all the way up. And I don't have to explain to you how important that is. Now let me show you what you are up against. And please understand that no one designed this system. Various teachers throughout your school experience will be trying out different formulas. But it is just plain old stupidity and greed. Teachers just want to get paid. They need to put food on their table, and teaching is all they got. They will not let you stand in their way of that fraudulent paycheck. They will trick you, cripple curricula to force you into memorization, and ultimately sell you out for paychecks. All the while pretending to be overworked, holier than thou, and that they give a damn about you or education or anything else. They are not evil, but they bargain with it. They know schools don't work, but instead of calling for repairs, they compromise and make them appear to work. And as that saying goes, in a compromise between good and evil, only evil can profit. Some of the dumber teachers really do hate you because you make their days unnecessarily difficult. Good job. You make them work in an ineffective system of education where work simply does not matter. And they will call you names behind your back. Hormones appears to be quite popular. The threat of being held back is pure evil. It does not belong in a real educational institution. This is not something anyone should ever tolerate. This is you immediately walking out of school and waiting until that is off the table. It is a massive, massive threat that corrupts everything down the line. It will make students tolerate fake education and never ever look back. The grades are fake. Ha ha. Officially to combat what they call grade inflation, but in reality, they've always been used to manipulate you and forge teacher performance. There is nothing that can be graded in an ineffective educational system. And even if there was, no rational teacher would ever mark a student with a fucking number. The teachers are aware that you use the GPA to define yourself, that you see it as your level of intelligence. But the grades are fake on purpose. One-third A's, one-third B's, one-third C's. If you ever had your GPA suddenly take a dive, that was just school diving below the radar because its collective GPA was too high and would create questions. And if not that, then teachers have simply copied grades from your other classes. They estimate what you are in math based on, say, chemistry and physics, or just horseshit in general. Your GPA is a very simple threat in disguise. It is used to silence you, to prevent you from questioning the quality of lectures. GPA is bullshit. It's there to force you into cramming and memorization under the threat of ruining your life. Confusion, confusing tests, books, lectures, materials, all add up to forcing you to stop thinking and just begin memorizing. Go find an animation that shows you what a sine cosine is and get ready to get really mad. Cramming and memorization is not your invention. You've been forced into it. It is their neatest trick because it is a reliable and predictable way for the teachers to look like they are teaching. For the duration of a test, temporary memorization is largely indistinguishable from actual integrated knowledge. This way, they don't actually have to teach anything or make any sense at all. Learning is a form of art. Memorization is not education. The difficult tests that give you a feeling of accomplishment and yet keep you in doubt, thinking that you could do better, are just another trick. They make you feel like there is hard-earned content there, but in the end, none of it ever comes together. It is noise that does not integrate into your existing body of knowledge. A hard test is a teacher's way of tricking you into actually believing that you are hard at work and learning something. But it will never, ever be useful to you. You can only learn and integrate new knowledge in your own sequence, at your own pace, while you feel safety, dignity, and serenity. Being put into a concrete rat cage of classrooms and rows, all neatly divided into time periods that tear whatever remains of your private curiosities to shreds, is not education. It is an attack on your mind. It is how delicate students fracture. It is the reason why kids in high school do drugs. It is why bullies emerge. They are beaten at home, betrayed at school, and punished for the bad grades. Teachers and the professors who were just smiling a moment ago know that schools push students into drug use. Schools tolerate it because it keeps their GPA high. They all just want silence and obedience so that everyone who is involved in working for the school gets paid. from the lawnmower man to creepy security guards, teachers, principals, and whatever parasites live on top. Teachers do not care that high school will push you into a paid school. They don't care that student loans are unforgivable by bankruptcy and will be forcefully removed from your paycheck by a judge. They don't care that some former students are still paying them off well into their 60s. As you can imagine, graduation is meaningless. The diploma has no value. However, former students, in their horrendous uneducation, are taught that people without a high school diploma are inferior. If you don't have a high school on your resume, any potential employer will throw it away. They don't know what education is, and they don't know that their education is fake. They were simply spoon-fed that no diploma is a bad person. The career ahead of you will be studded with liars and pretenders that don't really know anything at all. And if you ask too much, you will be replaced by two cheaper employees that are even easier to replace. When your parents will try to explain to you that all of this is just a huge conspiracy theory, ask them if chemistry class taught them chemistry or physics class taught them physics. Ask them if they feel proud or embarrassed that all they remember is shreds of useless formulas. And ask them to recite that mitochondria is a powerhouse of the cell while keeping a straight face. Listen, you are going to be cheated out of real education. Therefore, begin your self-education as soon as you can. Begin learning programming just a little bit to see the difference between learning something useful and something that never adds up. And get your mittens on all of the world's most powerful narrated books, all the ones loved by clear thinkers, intellectuals, and great beings. Take to adventure. Prepare to section hike the Appalachian, Pacific Crest, and Continental Divide trails. The trails will make room in your mind so that you can comprehend all the books that you will read and reread. Finally, computers are the future. Learn enough about programming so that you can manage a small team of developers. Aim to improve an existing service and get investors if necessary. Please aim to become an independent entrepreneur.